BBC News with Charles Carroll. The leaders of the US and China are expected to outline competing visions of global trade when they address the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Vietnam later. President Trump is expected to stress his America First doctrine. Xi Jinping is likely to reaffirm China's openness to global free trade. The French President Emmanuel Macron, who's in Saudi Arabia on an unscheduled visit, has said that he'll emphasise the importance of stability in Lebanon. France has close links with Lebanon, and Mr Macron's visit comes days after the Prime Minister, Saad Hariri, resigned while in Riyadh, prompting suspicions that he was under pressure. Roy Moore, the Republican candidate to fill a vacant US Senate seat for the state of Alabama, is facing allegations of sexual misconduct with a teenage girl nearly 40 years ago. The Washington Post quoted Lee Kaufman as saying that she was 14 years old when Mr. Moore initiated inappropriate sexual advances. Mr. Moore vehemently denies the allegations. The US drugs regulator, the DEA, has announced new measures designed to stem the country's synthetic opioid epidemic. It's reclassifying chemically altered versions of fentanyl to give them the same criminal status as heroin. Cutbacks in the prescription of legal opioids over the past 2 years have driven addicts towards fentanyl-based drugs. The Colombian president, Juan Manuel Santos, has said that his worst nightmare would be seeing Venezuela's economy collapse and a wave of refugees. Mr. Santos said Colombia was already taking almost 500,000 Venezuelans, and while he didn't contemplate closing the border, the situation was getting worse. And a Supreme Court judge in Spain has said that the Speaker of the Catalan Parliament can be released on bail pending an investigation into her role in the banned push for independence. And that's our summary of the latest BBC News.